Wonderful. We are in Torah Lamed Zayin 37. Likutei Moharan. Yeshua Adonai Be'uzo. We need to demand Hashem to give us His powers. We don't have powers. Only Hashem got powers. So we need to ask from Him, Hashem, give me powers. Bakshupa Naftani. Ask for His face. Always. His face means His kindness. Means you need to check and to look for His kindness. Means in situations that you cannot see the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, you need to ask for His kindness. You need to investigate, to check. Where is it? Where is the Rachmanut of Hashem? What Hashem is doing here? How can it be? How can it be that the world is in such exile and we're talking about the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on? Where is the mercy? We need to ask for it. Bakshu panav tamid. Look for His face always, 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 even when it's high. You're not allowed to stop. Today I told the Rav, Rav, I'm doing something like 2.5 hours in Vodadut every day. You remember the time that I was telling you that I'm doing 1.5 hours and I was very proud? So now 2.5 are not helping. So I told the Rav, Rav, what am I going to do? I'm doing something like 2.5 hours every day. I'm doing whatever you told me to do. I'm doing every day 1 hour on Am Yisrael. I'm doing 1/2 hour on Kedusha. I'm doing 1/2 hour on you. And I'm doing my tshuva. And nothing helps, Rav. He looks at me in the most honest and sincere look, sight, eyesight, in mamash. And he told me, you want to hear the truth? I told him, yes, very afraid. He said, it's exactly the same with me. I'm doing whatever I can in my life, and nothing helps. But you should know, the war that we're putting is not only for ourselves. Like I said in Shabbos, Rav Shalom said, that the prayers that we're praying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking them, and He's putting them for the rest of Am Yisrael, for all of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, they don't have that chizuk that we have to go to the field and fight. They don't have those chizukim, all of those good advice and power to go to the field and to talk to Hashem on it. They don't. They didn't never heard us. They never heard the Rav Shalom, never heard on Rabbeinu. They never heard those wonderful conversations. They don't have those advice in their software. They never heard about it. So they don't know how to do that. When they're suffering, they want to get crazy. This is it. They're going to drink, they're going to smoke, they're running to the beach, to the... I don't know what. They don't have no powers. So us, we need to pray for them. And our prayers are going and saving and protecting them, and we need to know that. And Rav Shalom said, I'm asking you, and I'm trying to, in plural, the students, the real students of Rav, really, be strong with me. He said, I'm praying on you every day. And if you're not going to be strong to deal with what that you need to deal and to understand that the small things are small and you need to fight. The war is everywhere. The war is everywhere. The war is everywhere. He asked me, do you know a little bit what goes on in the world? Do you know what's going on? It's a war. In Russia there is a war. And in Europe there is a war. And Jews been suffering from harassments everywhere. In Eretz Israel, we know what goes on, and that crazy group that the Ishmaelim that are conquered another place, another land, and they're running and killing everyone on the way. And what's going on? What are we going to do? Yaakov is weak. What's going to be with Yaakov? What's going to be? Yaakov Chalashu. He's weak. He's tiny. Today, my wife, she needed how you say, Agalashet Tinok?
Baby carriage.
My wife, she asked for that. It was in the laundry room. So I said, I'll bring it. And I went and I'm asking her, is there something heavy in the bottom? What you put under it? So she told me nothing. And I'm opening it. It's heavy. Nothing in there. I told her, I don't have powers. I cannot lift it. No powers in the hands. I felt like there is a huge stone inside of it. Mamash, I was surprised. Maybe something wet, maybe something heavy. Told her, what you put inside? Nothing. Just weak. Just weak. But you need to remember, the Torah matesh et kocho shel adam. The Torah is taking the power from people. You see people that are not learning Torah, they can work and to fight and can run, and they're 60 and 70, and the power cannot stop because they're not learning Torah. Because the power is not power of Kedusha. Power of Kedusha, you don't need physical power for that. Think about it, in the war of the Maccabim against the Greeks, against the Yevanim. In the beginning of the war, who are we talking about? The family of Talmidei Chachamim. The family of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they were all Talmidei Chachamim. They were all in the Beit Midrash. It's not warriors. We're not talking about fighters, warriors, not soldiers. Talking about Avrechim that sits all day and all night in the Kollel and sitting and learning day and night, chatzot, and not eating. Righteous people. They were the fighters, the warriors of Am Yisrael in that generation. And in the beginning of the war, what they done, first decision, decreed fast for 3 days. 3 days not eating, not drinking. And then, after 3 days of fast, everyone is taking his sword, that for sure is bigger than him, he cannot carry it, dragging their swords, like we heard about the armor of David HaMelech. They tried to wear the armor of Shaul. HaMelech, he couldn't drag himself, it was too heavy for him. He told him, I'm sorry, I cannot take it. Cannot drag it to fight. Don't have the powers for that. And then when they're hitting with the sword, so every hitting of the sword, every how is it, makah? Strike of the sword, killing 800 people, 700 people, 1,000 people. How it happens? Only because Hashem is fighting for us. So you need to know, the reason that you're going through so much in your life, it's because that it's written, Kol ha-gadol mechavero yitzro ha-gadol mimeno. Everyone that is bigger, more important, more holy than his friend, his yetzer hara is bigger than the yetzer hara of his friend. All of the problems that you have, lack of faith, lack of parnasa, weakness, and frustrations, and sadnesses, and confusions, and kfirot in your mind that you're asking yourself, is Hashem here? What's going on? And you don't know what's going on. All of that, it's only because that you decided to put yourself in the battle, that you put yourself in front, that you're fighting for Am Yisrael, so the Yetzer is fighting for you, against you. Only because of that. And if you see that it's getting stronger and harder from one day to the other, means that you're progressing farther and farther, further and farther and farther, more and more. You need to believe in that. The faith is in the nights. You need to believe in that and to be strong to believe in that. To be strong to believe Hashem is good. When you read and you open the book of Tehillim and you read from the songs of David HaMelech, you see a man that believes in himself all of the time. He's justifying himself based on the truth, not because that he's holding himself as righteous, because he knows that he's sincere, he knows that his intentions, his will is pure, are real, and he wants Hashem. And you need to admit between you and yourself in the Itbodedut that you also want Hashem. And when you go and come to that, then you need to explain to yourself that Hashem is not a liar, chas v'shalom, and Hashem will never going to leave you, and Hashem will never going to betray you, and Hashem is a loyal king and a mercy king, and he will be with you. If you will be with him, for sure he will be with you. If you're going to count on Hashem, only kindness is going to surround you. The question is if we're going to count on him or not. And the suffering is because of lack of faith. And the faith starts when you believe in yourself, that you have faith in yourself. That what? That you're holy? That you're important? No, that you want Hashem, that you have a soul. This is it. It's not because of your actions. Your actions are not yours. He is Ribon al Kol HaMa'asim. He's doing everything. Asao, Seve, Ase, he's done, he's doing, and he's gonna do all of the actions. Your actions are not yours. One of the students of the Rabbi Mikloisenburg came to him after the Holocaust. He was a very rich person before the Holocaust, and he donated a huge amount of money to build the school, the Talmud Torah of Kloisenburg. And after a few years after he built it, there was the Holocaust, the total destruction. Everyone been killed, of course, all of that building and his fortune, all of his money went, nothing. They met
back in Eretz Israel after the war. He came to the Rebbe and cried to him, told him, what happened with all of the money that we invested in the school, in the Talmud Torah? He told him, if I'm not wrong, this is the only money, this is the only fortune that you saved, that you were able to save from the Holocaust. This is the only thing that you still have in your hands. What that you put for charity. The powers of limud that you put and invest and you're learning Torah Kedoshah, they're not going lost. They're all in your bank account in heaven. All of your yearning and will to Hashem and all of your desires for Hashem and all of your itbodeduyot, every word, every time that you look and you hope for Hashem Yitbarach, no good thought going to lost. Never. Hashem is taking another thing and another thing and another thing, and you create a huge fortune. And you need to believe in that. And you need to believe in that, that Hashem Yitbarach, He appreciates your effort. And He loves you. And He cares about you. And He sees your effort. And He knows your Yetzer Hara. He knows how hard it is for you to wake up in the morning, how hard it is for you to put your tefillin and to go to a minyan. He understands. If you think that Hashem doesn't understand, so who gonna understand you? Hashem is real. Hashem is with you. Hashem cares and Hashem wants your success. And you need to believe that He is the only one that knows what's your real success. This is why He is leading you in a certain path that is very special. Very special to your tikkun, to your success. And you need to believe that in those moments of difficulties, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you even more. Even more. Because then you're humble. Then you're low. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Eshkol Nedaka, I'm going to be with the ones that are the most depressed. With the lowest ones I'm going to be. With them I'm going to be. With the poor ones, with the widows, with the orphans, with the poor people from Am Yisrael. The prayer of a poor person, and the Gemara is saying, En ani ela min adat, poor from wisdom, is higher and more important than the prayers of Moshe and the prayers of David HaMelech. That's what it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh. So when you're standing in front of Hashem and you're saying, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm poor, I don't know what to do. I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, move to the right. David HaMelech, move to the left. Please, all of the angels, outside from the room, I need to be alone with my son. This is what it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh. Not when you are bringing huge chidushei Torah, then who cares from your shtuyot? Truth! Who cares? Alright, you think that you brought something new to the world. Moshe Rabbeinu received it all already 3,000 years ago. So. Tanaim and Amoraim were not sitting in the houses for an hour a year. All day long, all year long in Beit Midrash, not eating, not drinking, no women, no movies. You don't have chidushei Torah, oi, givaldik, where I'm holding, you don't know, mamash. That's nonsense. This is shtuyot. The real point, when you're broken, when your heart is broken, and you're aiming yourself to Hashem, and you're saying, Hashem, I need your help. In that moment, you made the darkness, the hardest darkness of them all, the brightest day of them all. You make the darkness to be bright, to be light, to illuminate. Because in the moment that you're saying, Ayeh, when you say, where are you, Hashem? Like I told you from Torah 12 in the second part of Likutei Moran. You're asking, Ayeh, where are you, Hashem? Ayeh, Mekom Kvodo La'aretzo. Where are you? You're not saying, Hashem, here you are. Hashem, I saw you. No. You're screaming from the bottom of your heart. Where are you, Hashem? You don't see Him. But you believe that He's there somewhere. Behind the fog, behind the clouds. You don't see Him. You're not Moshe. Moshe, he's got the powers to enter into the fog, into the clouds. He's not afraid, mountain full of fire, and he's walking. We're not there. We're not there. We're afraid of fire. We're afraid of clouds. We're afraid of thunders. We're afraid of noise. We're afraid. And when you're screaming from your darkness, where are you, Hashem? Hashem is taking that, where are you, that ayeh, and that ayeh haseh leola. It's that deer that been sacrificed instead of Yitzchak. And it's like that now you sacrifice that Korban Ola that is creating forgiveness for everything and bringing huge amounts of light into the darkness and creating forgiveness not only for you for all of Am Yisrael, for all of Am Yisrael, that what you done? You ask, where are you, Hashem? If your son, he needs you, and he calls and he asks, Father, I need you, how much is going to be important to you? Think about those things. That your son, he went lost, so you went lost, so what? Did it break the connection? The relationship that you have with your father? No. Now if you're calling back, like nothing happened, even after 20 years, like nothing happened. If your father is mercy, nothing happened. Nothing happened. So now that you're calling Hashem, you know what's going on in heaven? You know what goes on after 2,000 years that you haven't called? After 7, 8, 10 lifetimes that you never called? And now you decided to call? And you call him in his name, and you call him again, and you call him again, and you call him again, and every day you're calling and calling. You know how much Hashem is happy? And you need to believe in that. You have to believe in that. You have to believe in that. One day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show you Skype. You're going to be able to see him when you're talking. One day. For now, the faith is in the night. You need to stand in that text. To believe that Hashem is with you, even when you don't see Hashem. Even when Hashem is not smiling, and Hashem is smiling. You know why? Because Rabbeinu is explaining, "Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha kamocha." You need to love the bad things that you have in your life, because as you are right now, you deserve for more. If you're going to check yourself, everyone in Israel would do it. We know how we're far from truth. How we're far from Kedusha. How far we are from guarding our eyes, from keeping what that we're saying that we're supposed to keep, when we're rebuking others and we're not standing in the minimum of what that we're saying to other people to do. When we're so far from saying Barachot Bekavana and keeping Shabbos, and let's not continue. Let's not continue. Days of Elul, days of Tshuva. Everyone gonna admit how far I am from Hashem. And still Hashem is standing in the Parnassah. Not the huge amounts of money that I'm imagining to myself that I'm supposed to have, and I'm worthy, and so on, I don't know. And not everything like I want it to be. But Hashem, He helps me to survive, to hold on, to have everything that I need. Always, never failed, never ruined everything for me. Baruch Hashem survived and went through another difficulty and jumped above another wall and another problem that I had in my life. I managed to get over it. One time by a blessing of a tzaddik, one time by a good bodedut, one time because of friends that came and helped me, and one time because of my wife, and one time because that just I had a miracle. Every time Hashem was there. Every time He was hiding Himself also. We need to believe that it's Hashem. Even if you see someone that comes and gives you money, this is the outfit of Hashem. Even if you saw that your wife, she was loyal and she sat with you and she talked to you and she was nice and she helped you, it was Hashem. Bakshu panav tamid. Look for the face of Hashem Yitbarach always. Don't let those curtains, those imaginations to fool you, to think like there is something except of Hashem. It's all Hashem and it's all kindness. And if you think to yourself that you're not working, that you're not achieving, that's the scam and the lie and the Lashon Hara of the Yetzer. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you holier and holier in every mitzvah that you keep in your life. Asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav. He makes us holier and holier in every mitzvah. If you have side curls, if you have kippah, if you have a beard, if you have tzitzit, if you keep Shabbos, if you live in Eretz Israel, if you learn Torah, if you want Hashem, if you talk, every word of Hitbodedut, it's a mitzvah deoraita. Every word of Tefillah, it's a mitzvah deoraita. Every word in Shmona Esrei, it's a mitzvah. Every word in Limud HaTorah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah taseh midoraita to learn Torah. And there are mitzvot like Torah Kedoshah that includes all of the mitzvot. So how many mitzvot you keep a day? And I'm talking even if you learn 5 minutes a day, even if you just watch one film in YouTube, if it's Torah, you don't know what you achieved. You don't know what you achieved. You can never imagine. You can never imagine. It's written, Ayin lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. There is no eye in this world that can see the reward of the world to come. And people that are keeping the mitzvot out of faith, that they want to see Hashem Yitbarach, they can see Hashem Yitbarach and the reward already in this world. They can see Hashem. They can see Hashem. They can see that Hashem Yitbarach is helping them in this issue and in that issue. And that, wow, in that class I heard things that mamash connected to me and they were so straight into the point, into the purpose, and in my Yitbodedut, like, Baruch Hashem, I had the power to talk on that issue, and thank you Hashem that you gave me the merit to do tshuva on that. And oh, that friend came and called and he mentioned that issue. And you see Hashem. When you see Hashem, like Rabbeinu is saying, "Kshadam yodea shekol merotav hem letovato." When a man sees, he knows that all of the actions that he's got in his life is all for the good, means that it's from Hashem. He sees Hashem in his life. Zav chinai me'en olam haba. That aspect is like to live in the world to come. When you serve Hashem with faith, it's higher than everything. You're beyond this world. You're beyond this world, totally, 100%. Maybe you cannot feel it because you need to go through that test if you believe or not. And not only for you. Because there are people that are weaker than us, a lot times more. So weak that they don't have power to deal with nothing in their life. And Hashem wants to save them also. So He's saving them through us. If you're doing it bodedut, you should know that when you come to the field, there are thousands of people on your back. This is why it's so hard to go to the field. Because the tikkun, the gift that Hashem wants to give to all of those people, depends if you're going to go to the field today or not. This is why you need to drag thousands of people with you to the field. This is why you feel like a train when you need to go to the field. Because really you're carrying so many people after you. Because their tikkun, Rav Rabbeinu explained, everyone that's going to support one of my people, going to touch one of my people, even with the smallest finger, I will fix him to the roots of the soul in the soul of Adam HaRishon. It's a promise from Rabbeinu. So all of the people that loves you, all of the people that care about you, all of the people that are not fighting with you, are enjoying from what that you receive from Rabbeinu, especially in the field. Because in the field you're with Rabbeinu. Because when you're doing the confession and you're doing it kashrut, you're confessing in front of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is there. You need to believe in that. Bim ta'aminu, ta'aminu. If you're going to believe in that, people are going to believe to you. Means you're going to talk about those things out of faith, people are going to be able to receive it from you. Means you're going to hold it in a very solid way. You're going to have it. It's going to be in your pocket. And if Rav Shalom is saying to me and to all of us that it's also going through on him, we need to understand that we're in a very good place. Betoch Ami Anochi Yoshevet, Am Israel, we're together. You have your problems? Tell your friends your problems, they're going to agree with you on 90% of them. They have the same. Tell it to someone else, third person, going to tell you, I'm in the same boat. All of us, we're the same. Problems of money. Someone here doesn't have problems of money. The one that is the richest guy in this class has got problems of money. The one that is the poorest guy in this class has got problems of money. Shalom Bayit. The ones that have the best Shalom Bayit in this class, he's got problems of Shalom Bayit. With tshuva process, the one that is the deepest in his tshuva got problems with his tshuva. Getting closer to tzaddikim, the one that is the closest to tzaddikim, he's got the deepest problems of getting closer to tzaddikim. No doubt about it. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. So, we need to believe that Hashem, He knows exactly what He's doing with us. And we need to understand that He's doing amazing things with us. We need to believe in miracles. We need to believe in that amazing private supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on each and every one of us. And to know for sure that Hashem Yitbarach is taking care of us. And He's taking us to an amazing place. And we have to convince our brothers to come with us to the same place. And the distribution, the Afatzah, this is the weapon that we have. Because with the condition of the world today, there is no advice except of tshuva. And you cannot exempt someone else with your tshuva. You can just make life a little bit easier if you share with him from your experience. אין חכם כבעל ניסיון. You have a certain wisdom that he doesn't have because you went through something in your life. You are obligated to share, and by that you're going to make the process of tshuva for him easier. But he's not exempt from tshuva. You cannot do tshuva from him, for him. We're not Rabbeinu that is helping us so much that it counts like he's doing tshuva for us. We're not Rabbeinu. We need to go and to distribute and to talk to people and to convince. And don't think that you need to do a fatza for thousands of people. You need to help another one to do tshuva. Because you can never know who's going to be that one that's going to change the world. You don't know who's going to be that one that his prayer is going to be answered, that he's going to invest a few million dollars in a certain project. You can never tell who's going to be that one. You're talking to him. You're talking to him and you don't know who he is. You're talking to someone that he's got a rich uncle that you don't know what's going to be with that at all. And he doesn't have to be a Jew. What do you know? You have to be a Jew. Here, there is that wonderful priest, Philip, coming. Today he met with the Rav Shalom. And he's investing millions in Hafatza in the world. You don't know how many thousands and thousands and thousands of books he distributed already in the world. Everything from his money, from his pocket, he's paying and paying and paying and buying books and distributing in Africa. Thousands and thousands of books. You don't know. You can never tell. A small book, Pearls of Faith, in a Yodaika store in South Africa in Johannesburg. This is how it all started. There was some person that put those small books over there. You don't know. You don't know what's going to be. You need to believe. I'm doing my job. Lo alecha amlacha ligmor. It's not your job to finish. But you're not allowed to exempt yourself from working. You need to put in effort. You need to try. You have 100 shekel masrot? Put it on hafatza. You have 100 shekels again to do masrot? Do it on hafatza. Buy books. Buy 4 books. Buy 5 books. Buy 20 CDs. Go give them. Hand them to people in the Kotel HaMaravi. Now that wonderful thing that Reuven Levy made over there. Help him. Help him. Bring people to his place. He's going to sell books. He's going to do things from there. Amazing stuff. Amazing things happening. I was there. I didn't know how to thank Hashem. See fruits. You can see fruits. You see fruits. People are doing it. It's amazing. And you with your guitar, you can do more than Reuven Levy with his place. And you with your talents, you can do more than both of them. And you with your goodwill in the Itbodedut in the field can do more than all of us. You can never know. Maybe you're going to have the merit. In what it depends. In your prayers, in your will, in your intention. If you're going to come to Hashem in the Itbodedut and really you're going to cry on Am Yisrael, do you know what you can achieve in that day? You can imagine to yourself what you can achieve just by saying, Hashem, please have mercy on Am Yisrael. You know what you can achieve? You know what you can achieve? Maybe it was the right time. Maybe you were the right one, in the right time, in the right place, and this is it. And you made a huge salvation to all of Am Yisrael. You need to see it. Why? Because you love honor. So the tshuva, say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm sad because I love honor, and I'm not receiving enough honor, and I don't have enough faith to believe that you're taking my prayers and doing wonderful things, even though that I heard it thousands of times until now. So help me with my faith and with my desire for honor. And please, Hashem, let me go again to the field today. Let me pray another hour on Am Yisrael. Let me do another half an hour on my eyes. Please, Ribono Shel Olam. Please. People want to come to Eretz Yisrael and we don't have a place to give them. We don't have a place. Today I have a list of more than 5 guys that wants to come to live with us, to learn with us here in the yeshiva. I don't have a place in the dorms. The dorms are too small. We need to buy another house. We need to buy another house. The truth. Nehemiah, our best friend Nehemiah, asked me if I have a place for him after Rosh Hashanah. Nehemiah, I don't know what to do. I want you. Come to my house, Nehemiah. What are we going to do? We need another house. Can we rent another house? We can pay 6,000, I don't know, 7,000 shekels to someone that's going to take all of that loot and run away. We don't have that power. We don't have that power. We need to have a building for the yeshiva. We need a building to yeshiva. We need things. What are we going to do? You're going to do your 1 hour in Bodhi Dutanam Israel. You're going to pray on us. You're going to pray on those guys. You're going to do what that you can. Every one of us is going to do what that he can do. Can you put $1 million? You cannot put. What you can put? 10 minutes in your field? Put 10 minutes in your field. You can give 10 shekels? Give 10 shekels. You can give your heart? Give your heart. And this is the highest thing of them all. Because Kudsha Brichu Liba Bai, he wants your heart. When you're praying from a sincere, honest place, and you're saying, Hashem, please help. It's higher than everything. Hashem, he's the one that's going to give. Hashem, he's the one that's going to help. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch.